Now let's move on. And to Chance of Shame, business in the Dáil, as you heard earlier, came to an abrupt conclusion yesterday. The Holy Show, as Ciarán Cóirlea, Verona Murphy called it, had descended into noisy chaos. What happens now? That row around speaking rights was put to a vote. It was carried by the government benches. But when will normal business resume? When will committees be formed? And can a Ciarán Cóirlea continue in office if she has lost the confidence of the opposition? Audrey mentioned earlier the Labour Party leader Eamon Gilmore back in 2009 called on then Ciarán Cóirlea John O'Donoghue to resign from his position over an expenses controversy. Mr O'Donoghue resigned his position as Ciarán Cóirlea a week later.
Ciarán Cóirlea is elected by the members of this House, and therefore I think it is a matter for the House, for Dáil Éireann itself, to deal with. Ciarán Cóirlea, I regret to say this, but I consider that your position is no longer tenable. I think you will either have to resign or I think you will have to be removed from office. And following the order of business today, it is my intention to meet with my colleagues in the Labour Parliamentary Party and to recommend to them the tabling of a motion of no confidence in you.
Eamon Gilmore back in 2009. Muireadh McCarrig is Professor of Politics and Public Policy at Queen's University Belfast, an expert on the Irish Dáil and parliamentary accountability in Ireland. Professor McCarrig, how important is the Ciarán Cóirlea and the independence of the Ciarán Cóirlea's office in the smooth running and efficiency of Parliament?
Oh, it's extraordinarily important. It's a key constitutional position with lots and lots of formal roles, and it's really essential that the incumbent understands those roles and maintains the support and the trust of the members of the House. And really, a lot of the work of the Ciarán Cóirlea, I guess, is done behind the scenes. So as well as the kind of formal role of running the Dáil and making sure that the rules are implemented fairly to allow as many people to, you know, conduct their what they're meant to do in Parliament as possible. He or she has got a lot of work to do behind the scenes, making sure that it's like running a factory, you know, that the Parliament's producing legislation and producing lots of things and making sure that everything's running. And so obviously it's a big problem at the moment if things aren't happening.
And to revert to that sporting metaphor, is having the dressing room in your corner vital?
It is. It's a very difficult role because there's what you're seeing at the moment is the two classic interpretations of what should happen in Parliament. I mean, you have the government saying, look, we've been elected, we need to get on and do our business. And the opposition are saying, well, look, you can't do what you want. We have a right to check what you're doing, to hold you to account and so on. And both are legitimate views. And the job of the Ciarán Cóirlea is to kind of steer a course between those. But it's obviously, you know, the most important thing in the Dáil is time. You know, you have the largest Dáil ever. Everybody, it's a very, very fragmented. Everybody wants speaking time. And that's why these rows are some of the most bitterest rows of all, the rows over parliamentary time.
We won't rehearse the speaking rights argument again, but just let me ask you this. Micheál Martin has quoted the Westminster model in supporting the changes that have been introduced. Is he right? Do government backbenchers have more speaking rights in Westminster?
In Westminster, yeah, there's a longer tradition. Actually, for many years, the Dáil was a very poor, pale comparator to Westminster. It's changed in recent years, but there's long-standing traditions in Westminster for the opposition to have control of the parliamentary agenda on certain days. So I think it would still have more than in the Dáil, even though it has improved in recent years. But there's a lot of informal conventions, and certainly there was. Last year, Lindsay Hoyle had to resign as Speaker when he lost the confidence of the House in his comments.
Unfortunately, there I must leave it. We will talk again. Muireadh McCarrig, thank you very much indeed for joining us.